Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com. Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back.
We are back, Jeff.
We're live.
Just you and me today, buddy.
I know.
I think it's just you and me. We'll see.
The guest just called.
He's lost.
He's lost, which I think that's the first time that, I mean, it's been a while since someone got lost.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes in this people, new day and age of GPS technology.
Right. I have a GPS now, but.
You don't even use it, and you.
Sometimes. I still get Google Maps a lot. I, like, print out my directions.
Oh, okay.
Even now, like, because there's so many different ways to get everywhere.
That's true.
That I still, like, can't figure it out, so.
Well, we've had a lot of people have trouble finding this place for whatever reason, or just be late or not show up, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll have them by the second segment.
Yeah, but if not, fuck them.
Yeah. That's our motto.
We're going.
WS Radio. If you have a guest, good. If not, fuck them.
Yeah. It's been a little while. Maybe a month or so. So how was your week? You were doing a lot of random shows.
Yeah, I did a couple things. Let's see. So we're back in meetings for tonight in San Diego.
Hmm.
And so we've been doing some of that. I've been trying to focus on that because, you know, being the host, I don't want to let them down. I don't want to screw it up and make it worse. And so I feel like I need to prepare a lot for that, you know, but,
still doesn't start until April, right?
It doesn't, but we're working on segments and we're working on, you know, different ideas now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's kind of what I've been focusing on. Shows that I had this week were kind of sparse. I hurt my back somehow, and so I had to cancel some stuff and just chill. And I'm getting old, Jeff. I'm getting old.
We're all getting there.
I always drink and then wake up with new injuries and regret them.
I had that the other day. I hurt my finger.
Did you? And was it a mystery? Did you know how you did it?
No,
I didn't know. So, yeah, that's just booze, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Wednesday, I had a show. I think it was at the Palace for Bajan's birthday. It was his actual birthday.
Both days he has birthday shows?
Was show?
One,
oh, no,
Thursday.
Maybe, no, maybe it was just Wednesday. Maybe it was Thursday. Sorry. Yeah. It was Thursday. It was at the Madhouse.
Okay.
And it was good. Yeah. And, you know, everyone was pretty drunk, I think.
Yeah.
So it was fine. I went on late. Zoltan and I were at the very end of the show. So I think I'm fairly drunk by then.
Yeah.
But Josh Nelson went on early, and that's the drunkest I think I've ever seen anyone on stage.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
I was pretty bad that time where we did the show after the baseball game.
You didn't even remember doing that, right? But this
no,
one,
I
yeah.
remember.
Okay.
I remember being up there being like, I said I'm too drunk to be doing this.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. Because it seemed like Josh was like, he was telling his stories, but it was like, I don't know if he was forgetting them or what, but so I remember someone was turning to me like, what is he doing? And I was like, he's just drunk.
Yeah.
He's just drunk, and he had fun, so it was fun.
Well,
but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, my coworker Todd said he saw you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was
with
Jesse and...
from the radio station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks good. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he said that he saw you. He said you lost weight, too, and...
we're both withering away.
Yeah, I think our guests just showed up.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Welcome. Come on in. Sit down here, right here. This is your chair. This is your microphone. These are your headsets. And that's the time.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Cameron.
Yeah.
Welcome, Cameron Frost, ladies and gentlemen.
He's here.
Our guest, get close to the mic.
I got to turn the mic on, too.
Okay.
That helps.
Should we turn his mic on?
I think you should wait 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we do have to keep wrapping up our week.
You made it. You made it, though. I'm glad.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I didn't have a lot. How was Winston's last night?
It was okay. It's weird the first rounds were busier than the second rounds.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. And people, like, two people in the contest didn't even show up.
That were, like, advanced to
the second round. And wow. So that was weird. And Bruce was like, you're killing Johnny because you're not going till 9 o'clock. I was like, well, I can't plan to go till 9 o'clock if people don't show up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I had a couple people go up after, and it went till 8:30, but, once the contest ends, like, they kind of check out. Because I was thinking about doing some time after, but it's like, feels like you're holding them hostage.
Yeah,
you know?
It does.
Because everyone wants to, like, see who's going to advance, so it's just, like, weird.
So what do you think? Maybe make the open mic go longer? Or that's just because people were not showing up, right?
Right. But, I mean, we can go a little bit longer, you know, and give people extra time, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
But, there was like 20 people there.
Okay.
And everyone that showed up advanced. That's always
that
good.
Should be incentive enough to make it.
To make it. So, well, and good. Then I did the store on Wednesday.
Okay, how was that?
It was pretty fun. I did mostly all new jokes, which had been a while since I did that.
That's great.
So, yeah. So
that must have been fun.
Yeah, I was happy to just get it out. I don't know what was... No, I think everything was all right.
Okay.
You know? But it was just nice to actually, like, push myself to actually do it.
Oh, that's great.
I've been like a pussy for the last, like, six
months.
Yeah,
you're saying you didn't even want to get up because you didn't have anything new to do.
Yeah.
So that's good that you had
had new stuff. I always am writing.
You just didn't want
to
do it.
Yeah, I just don't do it. Like, yeah. I'm afraid to do it, which is annoying, you know?
Yeah, I got to write some new stuff. I went to yoga. I was telling you in the break that I went to yoga mostly because I need new material.
Yeah.
You know? But I did go. And I had written a yoga joke before, but never actually had gone to yoga. So now, and I farted really loud in yoga.
Really?
So, I mean, that joke that I wrote, like... 8 years ago or something, is exactly what happened. So
like,
I don't
other
know.
People heard you fart?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they make you put your legs over your head and stuff, and I'm sitting there going, oh, boy.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
And then,
were you the only guy?
No, there was a bunch of guys. A lot of them fell asleep, too.
Really?
At the end, when it was just like a meditative kind of thing. There's people snoring all around me. I'm like, man, we pay $15 to take a nap in this room?
That's weird.
It was kind of funny.
Do you wear spandex?
I wore Spanx. No, I just had shorts on.
And then you did the barbecue show on Tuesday, right? Carl Prochaska?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was funny because we had done like TV to promote it, and it was like this Mayride motorcycle thing, and it was pretty light crowd.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we all had these Aztec burgers, and then, boy.
Good burgers?
Well,
do you go to yoga right after that?
Yeah, that made yoga real interesting, I'll tell you that. I was like, oh, there's an Aztec war going on in this room.
Ah.
But it was pretty good. It was pretty fun, anyway.
That's good. So. Well, sounds like somewhat productive. I've been writing some more monologue jokes, but it's like, it's hard with monologue jokes because they're so topical.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like tough to really write them now.
I agree. I was almost thinking of like, maybe I should try to come out and just do a monologue, you know, as opposed to trying to do headlines in the monologue. So I might... fool around with that once and see if Ollie accepts that.
We'll see.
Anyway,
without further ado, we can bring in our guest, Cameron Frost, ladies and
welcome,
gentlemen.
Welcome, buddy. Hi, glad you made it.
Yeah, you found the place all right?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually I found it.
Where did you end up?
Like, before here?
Yeah.
I was, like, by the Qualcomm building. I turned left too soon and was, like, circling that parking lot looking for
addresses.
You were
on 5th. You were downtown somewhere. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be... He ain't going to make it.
No, I said Fisk because I just saw the word Fisk, and then I was trying to say Lusk. It doesn't
I got
matter.
You.
I apologize.
Look incognito today in the hat. I haven't seen you like that. You look like Tiger Woods, kind of. You got a kind of a golf thing going today. Are you golfing?
I wasn't golfing.
No, okay.
I don't
know. That's where he was. He was on the course. No.
Yeah, man, just swinging those clubs, right?
That's right. That's what they do on golf, yeah.
What about you? Do you have any shows this week?
No shows, man. Just miking it. I have a show coming up this Friday at Clockwork Coffee Shop.
Cool.
Yeah, man. It's a free show. It should be a lot
where's
of fun.
Where's that?
Yeah, where's Clockwork?
It's on El Cajon Boulevard. This is the first comedy show they're going to have.
Okay.
And, there's a lot of random shows on El Cajon Boulevard I've been seeing popping up.
There are popping up. Are they? Is that who booked that?
David Weiser booked it.
David Weiser.
It's going to be fun. Like 10 comics are doing 5 minutes, and then Derek Poston's going to headline like 30, I believe.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, it should be a
that's
fun
exciting.
Time.
That's Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Okay, awesome. So you've been miking it otherwise. You do the ACC mic?
Yeah, whenever they got it, whenever they have the mic.
Oh, it's not all the time?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they have shows every once in a while on a Wednesday. But,
okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm there for those 5 minutes every...
And you're working there, right? You're working at the ACC?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah. It's going well, man. I just I used to run food, and now I'm doing security, so I'm basically getting paid to watch comedy at this point and tell people to shut up every once in a while.
All right.
Jeff knows about that.
Yeah, I worked at the Comedy Store for a long time.
That's right.
How do you feel about telling people to be quiet?
Yeah.
I don't like being a jerk to people, you know, but I'm always nice at first, but I just don't like having to tell people over and over and over again, hey,
yeah,
come on.
There was a bad Yelp review about the Palace the other day, because I guess it was a really bad heckler at the Saturday show.
Okay.
But obviously no one at the Palace has security, so like the person complained, and I was like, couldn't believe the Palace didn't say anything to this person heckling the whole time, so... Yeah, it can be annoying because people are like, oh, we're just laughing. Like, that's always their excuse for talking. I don't know if you get that, too.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just drunk. Just drunk people being...
Yeah. They get together and they want to hang out and talk. And if the comic isn't holding their attention, they just talk more and more and louder, I guess.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. I feel like they don't even give the comic a chance. They just sit down and they're immediately into talking. They don't.
Right.
They're not even watching.
Yeah, I've had people who like they're turned around completely with their back turned to the comic, and I'm like, yeah. Hey. Turn around.
Yeah, why are you here? I'm wondering.
That's what's always interesting. When there's like bachelorette parties that go to comedy shows and stuff like that. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like if you have this many friends, don't go to a comedy show. Comedy is for people that don't have friends. This is what you go to take. Like it's always interesting when I talk to people at the store and they're like, yeah, this is our first date. Like why would you want to go to a comedy show for a first date? That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, to get heckled, I don't know, to get some attention on you.
I guess, or make you look better, I guess.
Oh. Look, I'm more successful than these guys.
Yeah. It's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you ever get to go up in front of the comics at the ACC when you're working there? Or how does that work? I mean...
No, not really. I mean...
separate that?
Yeah, the most I get to do is, like, I'll, like, walk up to the comic, like, the headliner, the feature, whoever I get a second with, and I'll be like, hey, can I ask you some advice?
Okay.
For comedy? And then... Cool. I just pick their brain as much as I possibly can.
Awesome.
And, I have, like, little files of all these different comics I've talked to.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Little bullet points of what they've told me.
Oh, cool. I'd love to hear some of that if you want to share.
Most people have been open to that, or anyone standoffish?
Yeah, I mean, not everyone is as, like...
They know you're a comic when you...
Yeah, I tell them, like, hey, you know, I've been doing comedy about 2 years, and I'm just like, you know, do you have any advice or anything?
Yeah.
You know, just...
What's some good ones that you got?
The most recent one I got was, I was talking to Sean Cullen.
Okay.
Who headlined,
We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're fine.
And, he just said, don't be an asshole. Okay. I mean, he has said a lot more than that, but, to wrap it up in 30 seconds, I think.
But that's a pretty good lesson, huh?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that...
So why are you such an asshole and being late?
See, this is why I need
you need to take better advice. Hey, we got more with Karen Foss. She's going to be WSRN.com. We're going to interact with Mark 3.
Today's episode is brought to you by Film in Diego, a 6-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an LA thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Second segment. So, Cameron, you said you've been doing comedy close to 2 years now?
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
Okay. And you started in San Diego?
Yeah, man. My first mic was Lestat's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on a Monday night.
Oh, that's
and you still kind of do that sometimes, I think I see.
Yeah, I'm there pretty much every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get up a lot?
Yeah, usually. Usually I get up and I go up later on in the night when, like, the kids are gone. They let you do... whatever you want. They let you do a little bit more time, too, so that's kind of nice.
As far as how much time?
I mean, like, sometimes they'll light me around, like, 5. Okay. But sometimes they'll let me go on and do, like, about 10 minutes if I'm lucky.
Yeah. Cool. Have you gone by there on the Tuesday for the comedy show they have?
I haven't. I still haven't done that.
Yeah. You should go and maybe see if you can talk to Rajan, who books that. He's in L.A., but he might... at one point get you on there if he saw your stuff, you know?
Yeah, I should definitely do that. I used to go to the Jazz's free improv class every Tuesday, but that's done now that he's a dad.
Uh-huh.
Traitor.
Yeah. Man. But that
Jazz
was
had a kid?
Yeah, Jazz had a kid.
Wife or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Yep. Well, they did it quietly, easy. It was smooth jazz, I guess.
That's how they made it, baby, too.
Smooth.
So are you usually the only comic at the Lestat's?
No, there's a handful of us, probably about 5 or 6, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's music.
Yeah, music.
Singer, songwriter-y kind of stuff. Yeah. But it's a young crowd, so I think it's a good place to go to perform, right? Is it young on the Monday mic as well?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Still a young crowd. And it's nice just to get up in front of real human beings, you know, to perform in front of people who aren't comics.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's a different kind of mic in that there's less comics there and more musicians, but at least they're human beings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're usually pretty supportive when I used to do it now and again, you know, when it was right down the street from my house. But I don't know. It's just weird. I hate lotteries in general for anything. It just seems like such a waste of time if you don't get up. But yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's normally with that mic, it's a lot of booked already spots.
Okay.
Like I'd say probably a quarter of them are already people that have their spots already.
Yeah, because they're playing on shows that week or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that might kind of, it used to be 10 minutes for everybody, but then when the original Madhouse closed, and then a lot of comics went over there, and then they cut the time down from 10 minutes to 5 minutes for comics. Because it used to be 10 minutes for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
How old are you now, Cameron?
I'm 21 years old.
21. And you started before you were 21, obviously. What was that like, starting before you were old enough to get into these bars and things?
It sucked, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Like ACC, you couldn't even go in there, right?
No, I couldn't. They wouldn't let me through the door at all.
Yeah.
And I remember just hanging out a couple times and, like, trying to pass out tickets for the Heart Lounge open mic and, like, hey, guys, come to this open mic, too, but.
Yeah, so you started running a show before you even were 21, then.
Yeah, yeah, just because I wanted more stage time, you know, and I had to, nobody else was offering it to me, so I had to.
Why did you pick that location?
He offered me, well, he brought up the idea of doing, like, a comedy night or, like, a comedy open mic.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I'll do it. And so it just kind of happened.
So you just, there was like a regular, like mixed open mic?
Yeah.
And then he said he wanted to do a comic one?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because that was such a bad location.
Where was that, the Heart Lounge?
It's like downtown,
it
like across
Crackville?
From. Yeah, it was weird.
Crackton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was like right by Park Boulevard. So it was literally next to the trolley too. So you'll just like get a trolley passing by right in the middle of your punchline. You get a drunk, cracky wandering by yelling stuff at you.
It was just
on the sidewalk.
It was a weird location.
It was like great. Till 2, basically.
Kind of, but less walk traffic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like all homeless people in that area.
All homeless and train
crowd, man.
Train hobos.
You love the homeless?
That's my demographic.
Is there a show downtown that's like outside?
Yeah, I believe so. I think there's like a coffee shop show that's on the street.
Okay. There's just so many random shows.
Yeah.
I was talking to Callaway last night just about how they're like, there's so many shows, but that doesn't mean it's good, per se.
Well.
You know, because I think it's weird when you perform out in front of no people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's helpful.
That's true, but I think in the case of the people booking it, like he's saying, you know, if he's not getting booked anywhere, he creates his own show and gives himself stage time. That's a good thing.
Right. But you know? Do you think you grow as a comedian performing out in front of nobody?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I got way better from the Heart Lounge, from just doing those mics, bombing in front of, like, nobody, you know, in front of the trolley and the, you know.
As far as feeling more comfortable on stage or?
Definitely. As far as feeling more comfortable, as far as being willing to experiment on stage, because feeling like I have less to lose, you know.
Haven't you worn a diaper on stage?
I have. I forgot about that until you...
That's experimenting.
Yeah,
that's,
brought it up.
What was the... I just saw the picture. What was the story behind?
Was that a stage... Was that a character you were doing?
Yeah, I was doing Jamie Gamblin's show at the Hideout.
Okay.
And she asked me to do a 3-minute character. And
And so you wore...
Go with your gut, you know?
And what was the character?
I was just a baby. It's a baby doing stand-up.
Well, what did you talk about?
Yeah, did you do baby
just,
jokes?
Yeah, just baby
What's
jokes.
What's the deal with Gerber?
Kinda, yeah. So, along those lines.
Oh, these nipples.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
is that
man.
A fun thing to go up as a character?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
Have you ever done that again? Like, a different character?
No, I've wanted to, but I haven't had the...
What are your other characters?
Well, I was thinking about going up as the mascot for the Eagle, like the American Comedy Company Eagle.
Oh, okay. They still have the costume?
Yeah, I wore it last year for Comic-Con, and it was horrible. It was awful.
It was very hot?
Very hot, very sweaty, very smelly.
In Comic-Con in that costume?
I was walking around outside Comic-Con in the madness.
That sounds brutal.
Yeah, in like 95-degree weather.
Wow. You volunteered for that?
Yeah, I mean, they paid me $50.
Okay.
My first check in comedy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
Still the only check.
And it's in the memo line, it said, for wearing a chicken costume. I mean, an eagle.
It said Buick Duty.
Is that right?
And that's what it said on the check.
Okay. Buick Duty. That's nice.
Buick Duty.
Did I ever tell you that was the football mascot for 1 year?
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
I was the tiger.
You were a tiger?
Yeah. That was pretty good. They didn't invite me back. I think the cheerleaders thought I was too creepy.
Who's that creepy tiger?
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun, though, because I was just like, I would mock the refs and like, it's like, one time I ran, like, you know, sometimes they line up the football team for their team to run up or whatever. Like, I ran through other people's things and like broke their banner. So I was like the villainous.
You're an evil tiger.
Yeah. But
that sounds fun.
People would fuck with you, like trying to rip your head off, and I don't know if you got stuff like that.
Yeah.
People will punch you in the balls.
A little bit of that, but I mean, I wasn't really antagonizing people either. So.
Oh, I was antagonizing.
I was giving them free stuff. So
what did they give away?
It's like stickers and...
For the American Comedy Company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stickers and some other like useless stuff.
Nice. Bald eagle eggs.
Yeah.
So when you were the mascot, was it really tough being in that thing? And were you hot? Or
it wasn't quite as hot. I mean, it wasn't 95. It was Maine, so it was probably like 60. Okay. You know, but still, yeah.
I mean, you were wearing that suit for comfort, actually, in Maine.
Yeah.
let me put on my tiger outfit to get outside in this freezing cold.
So, yeah, it was fun. I mean, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I really did think thought I was too creepy, which I was a weird kid, so I probably was creepy.
What were you doing that was so creepy? You were coming up and saying meow to them or what?
No, I don't know. I was really an awkward child.
Yeah.
I don't know what like sparked me out of that, but like I wasn't good with women until like I got older. And
as the tiger mascot, do you get to do anything with the cheerleaders? Like, you know, Josh Nelson was a male cheerleader.
Was he?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I could see that.
Okay. And, I mean, I think he liked it because you get to carry the chicks around and,
right.
You know,
I think
around.
I stayed at their slumber party a little too long. I think that was made it weird.
You went to the slumber party?
Yeah.
Were you
in costume?
No.
Oh, so maybe if you had been in costume.
Yeah.
They just didn't recognize you.
Yeah. They're like, who the hell is that?
I think they just wanted me in the tiger costume and didn't want me to take advantage. But I lettered in cheering, so I got that for my... resume.
So you did do some cheering.
No, I mocked the refs. I like got excited when people scored touchdowns. I high-fived the kids and the fans. But yeah, it was weird.
So is that like the start of your comedy career?
Well, I was always funny, you know, so I kind of did it to be funny, you know.
That was your first performance though, really?
Kind of, I guess.
How about that?
Well, no. I mean, my mom tells me about a story, you know, with the California raisins.
Yes.
They did like a assembly at my high school when I was like 4, and they were like dancing, and I went like I came out of the stands and like started dancing with them
nice.
In front of all the people.
A little raisin dance.
Yeah, so that was one of my first.
That's your first.
Yeah, but I used to do all kinds of videos, like it's like thing. Like I had TV shows when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know, we had public access shows.
Okay.
In high school, so
yeah, I did a lot of those radio. Tried to do radio things with my brother.
Really?
Recording mixtapes of us pretending to be DJs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Did you ever do any stuff like that? You have siblings, by the way?
I do. I have an older brother.
Okay.
His name's Eric. He's 3 years older than me, and he's got autism, so he's like nonverbal.
That's right.
So he makes sounds, but he doesn't use words.
And I remember when we were in class, you telling us some material about it.
Yeah, about him slapping that cholo outside of Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Fun times.
What a great story. And that's a true story.
That is a very true story, 100%.
What happened after that?
Nothing, man. It was pretty anticlimactic. The cholo just kind of sat there in shock.
What sparked it? Well, I don't know this story here.
I don't know, man. I think Eric just saw that. We were leaving Dairy Queen, and Eric, who was probably like 13 at the time, saw this buff, tatted Mexican gangster looking guy, and he saw that he had ice cream, and so he slapped him across the face
because he had ice cream
and Eric didn't, and I think he was a little upset about
that. He was jealous of the ice cream.
Yeah, I don't think he was having that.
And this is in San Diego.
Yeah, this was Chula Vista.
Okay, so you grew up here.
Yeah, born and raised.
And did you try to jump in and be like, no, my brother, he's, you know, please don't.
No, my dad did that.
He did?
Yeah, my dad was like, hey, man, he's not right.
Oh, he's not right.
Oh, yeah, that's all he said. And then just kind of like, you know.
But he was saying that to Eric. He wasn't, no, I'm just kidding.
Right. Hey, Eric.
Hey,
he's
Eric,
not white.
Cholo.
He's not white. Don't hit him.
But the guy was, he just stood there in shock. Like, he didn't attack.
Yeah, man. He had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I don't know.
He had ice cream. He was obviously happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't start.
You can't fight with ice cream
cone in your hand.
That makes it a little more difficult.
So you get slapped in the face, you just put a little cold ice cream on that and it feels better.
I didn't even know there was Dairy Queen in San Diego.
It's probably not around anymore. Probably out of business.
Because of that incident.
Yeah. Charlie's getting slapped.
All right, we'll be back. You listen to WSRadio.com. World Letting You Know. Bye-bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Film
Film in Diego, a six-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an L.A. thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Third segment. So you said you did Lestat's open mic for a little while. Was that the only one that you were doing?
No, but that was just the first one.
Okay.
And then immediately I pretty much started trying to find any open mic I could.
Okay. And how'd that first show go?
I bombed.
Yeah?
Yeah, miserably.
Do you remember what you talked about?
I remember my big joke. I brought a prop on stage. I brought a basketball on stage.
All right.
And my big joke was, I held the ball up and I was like, hey, guys, my name's Cameron and I love sports. And as you can tell, my favorite sport, and then I held the basketball up, and I said, it's ping pong. And that's how it went, man. Just total silence, humiliation.
So you ended up taking a class,
and I was
right?
hooked.
Yeah. Started in
this
prop
guy,
comedy.
This guy's class.
How long were you doing open mics until you were like, oh, maybe a class would be a good idea?
About a year, and then I took Jesse and Bijan's class.
Did you feel you got anything out of that?
He was a great student, I'll say that.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah. I was on time to class.
He was on time early. He was on time.
Every single time.
The standout, I thought.
Yeah, man. I guess what I got out of that probably more so than anything else was just confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd seen Jesse, I'd seen Bijan perform, and I knew these guys were funny. And so for them to see me perform and say, hey, that's good. Like, to see them laughing and tell me that I'm doing something right was, like, definitely helped me as far as confidence goes.
Yeah.
What about any techniques or writing patterns that you got picked out of it?
Well, the main thing that I think, as far as that goes, was they helped me with tags. You guys would, like, throw out tags and stuff, and it would help me think of different ways to approach my bits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I remember seeing, like, a pretty big transformation in you too, from when you started the class till the end of the class, because at the beginning you were a little bit more apprehensive and shy, maybe a little bit more I think through the class, like, we were getting out some really personal stuff. You remember we had a few classes where it was like talking about stuff that we'd gone through personally, and I mm-hmm. felt like in getting that out it was sort of formative, you know, and a lot of the comics that come out of that class, because that's what we hammer on them, you know, is like that it's not observational comedy style that much anymore, like mm-hmm. Seinfeld, it's much more personal. And so I think most people that take the class aren't really taking that approach at first. And by the end, when they start really talking about themselves and getting stuff out,
right,
it's kind of an emotional experience, you know.
Didn't you cry in class?
Yeah, man. I bombed so hard that it brought me to tears, which has happened like 3 times, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 2 years. I guess it's not.
This happened to me, too.
You've cried after?
Well, not like in front of people.
Really? Yeah. How long ago was that?
I don't know. Maybe was it Tuesday? I don't know. No. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's tough, you know?
Yeah, man.
But it was also like there was other personal stuff that you're going through at the time, and then being forced to be up there
for
and
sure.
be judged and that sort of thing too, I think.
The thing was too, that was the night that you guys brought in a couple comics and like bookers and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to do good, you know, and I really wanted to get some like good laughs, but I was doing material that everyone had already heard before.
Right.
And I was like, why aren't they laughing? Like freaking out. And yeah, man, I don't know, I guess I just take it really personally. But now, like, a year, flash forward a year later, I bomb all the time, and I'm just kind of numb to it at this point. I think I have the Madhouse to thank for that. The Madhouse 7 nights a week.
Thank you, Madhouse, for letting me bomb.
And you go there most nights?
Yeah, most nights of the week.
Okay.
I'm there bombing it up.
He said that the pit has helped it.
I can only Yeah, I would think so, for sure, having people to listen.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that must make a big difference.
So how many open mics do you typically do a week?
Well, working at ACC, like, limits the amount, because, like, Thursday through Sunday, I'm there to either 10 p.m. or midnight, mm-hmm. you know? But I still do about, like, 10 open mics a week, maybe 12.
Awesome. That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. As many as Gruber does.
Wow.
And you only have, what, 4 nights? What's a typical Sunday for you, then?
Sunday, if I'm working, then it's pretty much I do Madhouse and then Till 2.
Okay.
On a Sunday. And, yeah. And,
what are the other mics you're doing? You're doing, what is it, Palace Tuesday or something?
Palace on Tuesday. I've also done Java Joe's a couple times on Tuesdays.
What's that like?
It's a mixed mic. You're performing in front of just musicians. Not very receptive crowd. Very cold, it seems.
You ever perform for poets? Like all poets?
Yeah.
I did a show with poets once.
You guys ever perform at Queen Bee's?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've done their open mic a couple times. It's like
you gotta pay for that one, right?
You do.
And it's random too, right?
And it is random, but I kind of know the host a little bit. Like, he's seen me perform, and he's like, "Hey, man, you're funny. So, like, just cool. Message me."
Who's the host?
His name is Preston.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Cool guy. Very nice guy.
And that is fun to do, even though it's like a lot of poetry on that mic.
Yeah, because there's still a pretty hot crowd, man.
Okay.
And cool. Yeah, and it's just a different kind of audience.
I remember doing one at Peabody's or something in Cardiff, and it was
that
like...
That was pretty shitty.
Remember, were you there with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like all poets and then like comics right after. But I think we all kind of made the mistake of making fun of the poets. Like, every comic would be like shitting on the poets and the poetry, and the poets were all sitting to the side mad-dogging us the whole time. And you know, some of the people probably had... been there for the poetry or had enjoyed it.
I mean, that was a tough venue.
That was tough.
I mean, that's a bigger Winston's. That's not set up for fucking comedy.
Well, they also had the TVs on and, like, it was a whole...
Yeah, that was not a good one.
Dude, that was rough.
Bob was still here. Bob was on that one, I think.
He might have been.
And what's his name? Duke, I'm So Famous, One Leg Girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. I just remember it being really tough and thinking to myself, shouldn't have talked so much shit on those poets.
Yeah, either way. But you kind of go into it, doesn't matter who the audience is, you kind of just do what you want to do, or do you try to cater to a certain crowd if you have a certain crowd?
I try to feel out the energy of the crowd, I guess, and kind of see, like, what they're laughing at, what they're, like, responding to, and I let that play a factor a little bit, but for the most part, it's pretty much I'm just kind of doing whatever I want to talk about.
Do you do crowd work?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to sprinkle in some crowd work along with the material if I can. It's fun, if nothing else, and it seems to, like, engage the audience. And
yeah. Have you done the Comedy Store much?
Anytime I have a Sunday off and it's actually going on, but
you'll
it seems
the,
like...
The Sunday mic?
Yeah, but it seems like every time I have a Sunday off, it's like Dat Fan is doing a show there.
Oh, really?
He's there tomorrow.
Huh. So that's pretty common now there.
Yeah, they've been, even Wednesdays and Thursdays, they're like kind of contracting out now.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I actually see Dat Fan at like music open mics, like Rooted Kava Bar.
He'll be at Lestat's and places. Yeah, totally.
Very interesting.
I don't know if he's got to live in San Diego now, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think he's in LA at all.
Yeah, I don't think he's so.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm friends with about 16 of him on Facebook, so that's really good. I wish him happy birthday. It'll take all day, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. But he's figured it out. I mean, he sells out the store, and that's oversell it.
That's right.
So he sells like 240 tickets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's crazy.
Do two shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does it like once or twice a month. So.
Yeah.
Has your family seen you perform?
Yeah, my mom's seen me perform twice, and my dad used to actually drive me to my open mics before I had my license. And
cool. What about Eric?
No, man,
he's never seen it.
No.
What do you think?
I don't think he would care.
You think he would like it? You think he'd be supportive of it? Or?
No, I don't think he'd really care.
You
either
think he
way.
Would slap you in the face if he didn't?
If I had ice cream in my hand, probably. But
that should be your prop. Just hold ice cream and have your brother slap you.
Slapstick comedy, man. Yeah.
Slapstick at every
kicking
punch
it old school.
That's great.
So were you a fan of comedy growing up?
Yeah, man, I loved it. Pretty much any comedy I could get my hands on.
You have favorite comedians that you'd listen to?
Like right now, or do you mean like growing up?
When you
up?
Started, yeah.
Dave Chappelle was the first person I ever saw where I was like, oh man, this guy figured it out. Like, you can talk about whatever you want. Like, I don't know, man, he just seemed so fearless up there that it kind of was like the first stand-up I saw that really inspired me. But before that, I mean, I watched a lot of like Mel Brooks movies growing up. A lot of South Park.
Yeah. I watched Team America again the other day. It's on Netflix. You've seen that, right? Mm-hmm. God, that movie's so funny.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how fun. And at the end of the movie, by the, not to derail this, but the very end, they have the credits and they're playing like all the songs throughout the movie, and they're so damn funny. Mm-hmm. And then the last song they play, I had never heard before because I'd never watched through the whole credits, and it's not in the movie anywhere. But it was like, it's like, I want to say it's like just talking shit about Ben Affleck. Like, it's just right at the end, like, Ben Affleck, you're worthless. And it's like Kim Jong-il singing about how worthless Ben Affleck is. But it's worth watching all the way to the end just to hear that, because I was like, I had never heard this before.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. What a great movie. Yeah, South Park, man. Hilarious, right?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. One other thing I did this week, I hosted trivia. And we had
how was that?
Two teams.
Oh, yeah. Pitted against each other?
Yeah, two teams.
Who won?
Whatever Jose's Brittany team was this week.
Wow.
But yeah, there was like four teams and then two of them left.
Mm.
So yeah, it was two teams. And one of them was Byron's. So
oh, man.
wasn't fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Well. I was talking to Bruce about it. And I was like, well, he's like, you got to bring the videos back. I go, I don't think that's the main reason people aren't coming to trivia.
It was getting slow for me anyway.
You know?
I mean, I think it's just seasonal kind of.
Yeah. Depression.
Like depression. Trivia is just like depression. Yeah. So you still hosting your own shows now?
No, man.
No, okay. No. Are you thinking about doing that or promoting a new one?
I was thinking about it. There's a couple spots that I had in mind, but I just haven't worked out any of the details with the owners and stuff. It's a lot. You know?
Don't think ACC would carve out a little spot, something for you to do there?
I don't know. I could talk to Justin about it.
Yeah.
You know? I was thinking maybe like a weekday, but...
You could talk to him much? I mean, do you see him very often?
Not really. Like, he comes to the shows and stuff every once in a while, and I'll see him for like a couple minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Very limited interaction. Yeah.
I remember he had some feedback for me through Billy. He was like, I don't think Jesse cares about himself. And that was when I was really fat.
Yeah.
And I always thought about that later. Like, maybe he knows something I don't know, you know? So I'm trying to do what he said.
All right, we got one more. Cameron Frost is at WSJ.com, the worldwide media network.
Today's episode is brought to you by Film in Diego, a 6-part series airing Thursday night at 11 p.m. on KPBS. Film in Diego highlights San Diego's growing film community, diverse film festivals, film history, award-winning films, and filmmakers and talent. This show is not only educational and inspiring, it will show you how diverse and talented San Diego filmmakers are. Think film and TV are just an LA thing? Think again. To see full episodes and clips, visit kpbs.org and search the words Film in Diego.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Final segment here. So how long have you been growing your hair?
Oh, man, since like my senior year of high school.
Oh, so like a year ago?
6 months.
So is it a conscious effort to grow it as long as possible, or you have a thing, an idea of when you'll eventually cut it?
Well, my plan was originally like just to let it grow until it starts falling out.
Okay.
And then to just, you know.
Like the weight of it alone would start pulling it out of
its
roots?
Yeah, just like gravity do its thing, you know?
What's your monthly shampoo budget?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go through like a whole bottle of shampoo in a month, so.
Conditioner?
That's hard for me. No, not conditioner either.
Yeah, he's not a rinse and repeat guy.
Yeah, man, I just let it do its thing.
Do you live with the parents?
Yeah, I live with my dad.
Okay.
And, I've been trying to move out for a while, but I'm kind of like helping him pay the bills right now, and so we're
You guys get along?
Yeah, definitely.
That's good.
Yeah, man, he's where I get my sense of humor from, for sure. So like, I talk to him about comedy all the time, and like,
that's awesome.
Play him sets or like pitch jokes to him. And
how old's your dad? Can't be that old.
He's 53. He's exactly 31, or he's 52, about to be 53.
Okay.
Exactly 31 years older than me.
So he's almost like your writing partner at this point then.
Yeah, kind of. He's kind of been...
That's cool.
...that the whole time. And he's like wanted to try stand-up forever.
Oh, wow.
And now he thinks it's too late because he doesn't want to like, you know...
Show him some videos of Sack Dave. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
He just doesn't want to like... like cramp my style or anything, you know? He feels like if he comes to an open mic now, but I'm like, dude, it's an open mic.
Yeah.
Anyone can sign up.
That's right.
You call your dad dude?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I say dude.
Dude, dad, dude.
It's a good relationship right there.
Yeah, man, we smoke weed together.
Oh, really?
On a daily basis. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, he's of age now. Do you have a card?
I do.
Okay. What's your, do you have anxiety or?
Yeah, supposedly.
Anxiety about his hair falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of pressure to have that kind of hair, you know?
Maintenance.
Jesse, you lost your hair.
I lost it.
New man.
Keep up with it.
I know, man.
The stress, it just fell out.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you look good.
I feel sad, but
I feel like you're not one of us anymore.
Yeah, I know. I've gone corporate.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just business everywhere, front, back,
business
side.
In the front, business in the back. No party anymore.
Get off my lawn.
Just in my liver.
It's all business.
Yep.
Do you drink alcohol?
Occasionally. It's not my typical, you know, choice of sin, but now I'm doing comedy.
It's bad for you. Just stay away from it.
What's your choice of sin?
Like I said, marijuana.
Marijuana.
I've dropped acid a couple times. That's fun.
And did comedy or? That.
Yeah, one time.
How was that?
it was horrible. It was funny because I was at the store mic, right, the La Jolla Comedy Store mic, and I made eye contact with this guy in the front row, and he just looked so upset, and I was just like, "What's wrong, man? Like, let's talk about it." It wasn't funny at all, but it was like very. It felt very spiritual.
Okay.
Because you were tripping so hard, you were just empathizing with him.
Yeah, I was like, I could feel the negative energy, you know, coming my way, and I wanted to address it in a humorous fashion, but it, no.
You sure there was just, even a guy there?
Yeah.
Just seeing yourself from the future in that set.
It was Lou Brockman. He was just talking to Lou.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Lou?
Jeff's on there on Sundays.
Okay.
Jeff's funny. I haven't seen that guy in a while. He's always
on guitar?
Yeah, he's always stoned. And
he's actually fallen asleep before. I've seen that. I've seen him. He's supposed to be doing the intros for people, and he's just passed out. And like, Jeff! And he's like, comes to with a strum on that guitar.
Yeah. That's a good time. Now, do you do any music or just comedy?
I used to be in a rap group, and now I'm doing a little comedy rap on the side.
Awesome. What was your rapper name? Did you have a rapper name?
I had too many.
Okay.
I had too many rapper names to count because I couldn't settle on one.
Yeah.
What's a couple? I'll give you a couple of mine.
I went by the Snowman for a while. That was probably...
That's good. Young Jeezy.
Snow was it? You remember Informer?
Informer.
Yeah. Do you even know that song? It's probably before your time.
The chorus is Licky Boom Boom Down.
Yes.
Is that the white guy that was, like, did reggae?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, man.
Snow. Mm-hmm.
90s one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool guy.
So you had the Snowman. Anything else?
Yeah, man. I tried out a bunch. I tried out Messiah. Like,
wow.
I wanted to be like the return of hip hop. I thought I was going to be hip hop saving grace.
That is ambitious, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't stick.
No pressure.
Didn't stick.
Totally.
Tupac Jr.
Yeah. Camo. Like that,
yeah.
Yeah, like camouflage.
Right.
Connect, like as in, like, I'm the guy that connects the dots.
These are good.
Not bad.
These are good names.
See, no one was feeling them, though. Everybody in my rap group was like, you're dumb. These are bad.
They have to be impressed? Did they have better names?
One of them was named C Nasty.
Okay, well.
That's pretty good, right?
Okay.
I had Skim Milk.
That's good.
Skim Milk.
Skim Milk.
And then J Dollar Bills.
J Dollar Bills.
Yeah.
That one's good.
I like Skim Milk, too, though.
Skim Milk's good. Skim Milk's good.
That's a good rap name.
For sure.
Yeah. You know.
Do you have any rap names, Jesse?
I think I was Sauce Money.
Sauce Money.
Mm-hmm. And... there's probably some other J things, but I can't really remember. J this, J that.
I looked up a rap name. I looked up a rap name on Wu-Tang Rap Name Generator,
mm-hmm.
and I got Grandmaster Vanilla Bastard, which I like a lot. GVB.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think if you rap as that, you do have to come out in a diaper, because didn't El Dirty do that as well? I feel like a diaper that could work for your Wu-Tang name.
Yeah, man. I think that's what rap needs. More diapers.
More diapers. More white boys in diapers. Vanilla Bastard.
Well, we're coming up to the end here. What's the worst show you've done so far?
The worst show I've done so far. Man. So many. I think the worst, like, performance, like, open mic I think I ever did was, I remember doing, you guys remember Prince Hookah? Do you guys
remember
do that?
Yeah.
I did a mic at Prince Hookah one time for, like five comics in the back. But right in front of the stage, quote unquote, was a table and four Persian men playing cards and smoking hookah and speaking Farsi or, and, yeah, just like right in front of
right in front of your face.
Yeah, I'm just standing right behind them, like trying to like do comedy around them,
lobbing it over their heads.
Yeah, I'm trying to like do crowd work with them, and they're just
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad, man. That was a pretty bad.
They weren't feeling it, huh?
Pretty brutal. 5 minutes.
What's the best show you've done so far?
Man, probably. Probably that first Heart Lounge show. Like, I don't think it was my best set, but it felt like it was a full room, and I booked the show and, like, produced it and, like, flyered it and got the DJ.
Awesome.
And so I think it was just that feeling of, I put all this together.
That's
and, like,
great.
People are here and, like, having fun. And
you did it.
Yeah. And then from that point on, it just, oh, man, it was just a nosedive. By the third show, there was like four people in the crowd.
Oh, man.
But, you know, it was, that first one was,
felt was real good.
How many did you end up doing?
I did the show for about 6 months, and then now they're out of business, actually. Yeah.
At least Coincidence. Winston's is still in business. I haven't taken them out of business yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Legends Comedy Club. Let's hope. Shout out Brandon Young.
Be Young. Oh, you got him late.
I don't think I mentioned him last podcast. He's going to be upset.
So only had a minute left. Yeah. Does he still listen?
He listens, man. He wanted to know who we had on today.
Oh.
So he was excited.
Brandon Young, your manager. He hasn't got you much lately. What's going on?
Well, I think he fired me.
Ooh, didn't give him enough pizza?
Think he fired, you're not sure?
I don't know. I think he's done with me.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's moving on to smaller. And
I think he's moving on to Dustin.
Less bearded chicks.
That's less bearded chicks. That's it, man. That's exactly right.
That's cool. Well, where can people find you? You on Twitter, Vine, Plenty of Fish?
Oh, man. You can find me on Instagram at @IcyAssCameron.
Oh, another rap name.
Okay.
And I think that's about it, right? Follow me on Facebook, I guess. Follow me to my car, and we'll hang out.
Yeah. Smoke weed with my dad.
Check you out
this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday at Clockwork Coffee Shop.
Awesome, man. Hope that show goes great for
free
you.
Free show?
It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah. Free show.
What time did it start?
8 p.m. Derek Poston headlining.
We'll see you at 8:05. All right, we'll be back.
8:05, 8:03.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye. We'll